World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm feeling it this morning. Glad to be up, glad to be awake, glad to be alive, glad to be engaged in the war. It is the 19th of January, 2018. I don't know if you guys been aware of this, but the word's been going on out there for quite a while that the war was beginning on the 15th, and it was really going to amp up on the 18th, and yesterday was the 18th, and you know I couldn't sleep last night. That doesn't happen to me very often. I just sleep like a rock normally. I couldn't sleep, and I was troubled, and I got up and jumped on the internet, and I got on the internet and saw some of the stuff that's going on, late breaking stuff that's going on in the nation, and I understood why I couldn't sleep. Understood. I've been explaining for the last couple days, weeks, 2 weeks maybe, missing elements of the church. Missing elements of the church. As part of Michael Ortega's prayer yesterday, which now has grown to over hundreds of people that are tuning in and listening, and I'm listening to that, and I've come to realize that in a lot of ways we don't really. This has been Larry's song. Somebody just typed me here. We don't really know how to pray. We really don't. We don't know. We don't understand. See, prayer is a weapon. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. We don't understand the weapons. Most of us have been taught to pray in a way that is personal and self-aggrandizing, right? Give me this, protect me from that, help me do this, stop this. All about me, 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 me. And I was scrolling through Facebook last night, and I'm going down through that, and I'm just looking at self-focused, what an ingrown toenail the church is. You go to a website, go to any church website, go to anywhere. Prayer groups, see what they're praying about. It's like they don't have any idea what's going on around us in the world, or if they're oblivious to the world, and they're still praying for meaningless stuff. They're praying for meaningless stuff. And we are in the midst of a war like we have never seen. I believe, I just know some information I'm not going to share because I just don't want to. A lot of you think I'm freaking crazy already, right? So I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to show all the cards, but I know some stuff. I know some stuff. And I want to share some of that stuff with you today. And we're going to have this is going to be like a show like we've never ever had. Because I'm determined. When I went back to sleep last night for about 2 hours after I was up, when I awakened this morning, I kept hearing the same thing: go to war, go to war, go to war. And I'm thinking, what? Me? Here? This studio? Go to war? Oh, yeah, go to war. It is, folks. It is happening right now. Happening right now. The scripture says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We are in the midst right now in the good old U.S. of A. of seeing some strongholds being pulled down. But if the church does not get involved, if the remnant church does not engage in the battle at this time and at this place, the forces of darkness, brother, they are arrayed like they've never been arrayed. And say, what are you talking about, Coach? Well, bear with me here today and you're going to find out. Let's go to Ephesians 6 real quick. Go to Ephesians 6. We're going to have audience participation. I've already told the people who are in us in the queue. We're going to go to war. We're going to go to the war with the imprecatory psalms here. We're going to have some audience participation. Now, I heard that. See, people like to talk about going before the Lord. They'd like to talk about doing warfare. But for the most part, they think it's boring. They think it's boring. Why do they think it's boring? Because you ask somebody to go before the Lord, in about 30 seconds, they're out of things to say because they've run out of family members to pray for, and they've run out of stuff that they need. So therefore, they get bored. So if I say, hey, listen, we're gonna do some warfare here, and we're gonna do some warfare here. But a lot of people say, oh, gee, I'll watch something else this morning. I don't. Well, then get the hell off the line then. Ephesians 6. You got it for me, Jared? I think I'm right. Six verse 10. I'm going to pray this over this show, over this program today. I'm trying to find you there, Jared. I said this before. The guys who were in the queue know I said this, that I'm going to ask some of you to read a psalm. Jared, I'm not getting you up on my screen here for some reason, man. I see you, but I don't see your screen. There we go. Jared's resetting a little bit. Finally, brothers, Ephesians 6 verse 10. Finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord. Not weak, not begging, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And put on the whole armor of God. Lord, I put on the whole armor of God upon every one of us that's participating in this right now. Lord, upon everyone who is viewing this and everyone who is sharing this, Lord. We put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high governmental places. Wherefore, we take unto us the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand in the evil day, and having all done all to stand, and therefore having our loins girt about with truth, having on our breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith we might shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therefore I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let that be our prayer here today, Lord. Let be our prayer, Lord. No casualties today. No casualties. Okay, guys, here's what's going on. Without getting into the deep details of it, because I know that we are being, here's your homework. Yes, we're going to be in Noblesville, Indiana. Yes, we're going to be there tomorrow, Saturday, 2:30 to 4. Come and join us. Please come and join us. 2:30 to 4:30. The information is on our website. Last night before I went to bed, I was sitting around listening to Hagman and Hagman. I remember how I used to waste my life watching Fox News. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. And I watched Hagman and Hagman last night, and I think it was almost a surprise to them when Dr. Rodney Howard Brown came on. He was part of another guest that they had. And Dr. Rodney Howard, here's your homework. Go to Hagman and Hagman and listen to the last 2 hours of Dr. Rodney Howard Brown last night. About what's going on, about the connections, about really what the issues are. That's what I couldn't go to sleep, maybe because of that, because it was so in my spirit that what he was telling us about the money manipulation and what's going on and who's being controlled and the dark forces behind the scenes. And I'd say this: he's at least got enough stones. Allowed to say that word. He's got enough stones to stand up and speak up, say, here's what's going on. It ain't Republican and Democrat. It ain't any of that. It's demonic and it's evil. You can find it at the Hagman. I go to Hagman Report. I think that's where it is. Jared's got that. I go to YouTube and I just type in Hagman and Hagman. That's what I do. Hagman and Hagman. And then last night's show will come up and I exhort you. So then when I woke back up last night, then QAnon was back at it. QAnon. You say, who's that? I don't know. I don't know who QAnon is. But QAnon is somebody who's very close to what's going on and is tweeting or texting or what. I don't know what. I don't even know what. I think it's tweeting. Tweeting out information, up-to-date information about what's going on inside the good guys. What's going on with the good guys. Now, his messages are cryptic, meaning he doesn't come right out and call a spade, but he drops little breadcrumbs. Follow this, follow this. As Sarge said to us, you got to do some research. You have to have some inquisitive nature. You got to do some research. And as you do some research, you begin to see that these things are falling into position. Now, Jared, pull this up because, Jared, click on criminals in government. This broke last night, and I'm just going to read this from Breitbart. Mainstream media still doesn't want to go there. Worse than Watergate. Shocking House Intel memo allegedly reveals FISA abuse by senior DOJ and FBI officials. This is breaking news last night. This FISA report was finally given to the House Intel Committee. Finally. Now listen what these guys said. Members of the House on Thursday said they viewed a shocking classified memo allegedly detailing abuse of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, by senior Justice Department and FBI officials in relation to the investigation of the Trump campaign and called for it to be declassified and immediately made available to the public. They're trying to get this out into the public, and of course the God haters don't want it to. Now listen, Congressman Mark Meadows said, it's troubling and it's shocking. Part of me wishes that I didn't read it because I don't want to believe that those kind of things could be happening in this country that I call home and love so much. Representative Matt Gaetz says, the facts contained in this memo are jaw-dropping and demand transparency. There is no higher priority than the release of this information to preserve our democracy. Stephen King from Iowa said, it's worse than Watergate. I have read the memo. The sickening reality has set in. I no longer hold out hope that this is an innocent explanation for the information that the public has seen. I have long said it is worse than Watergate. It was never Trump and always about Hillary. Ron DeSantis of Florida, who's on the committee, said, it's deeply troubling. Instead, it raises questions about Obama DOJ and Comey FBI. The classified report compiled by House Intelligence is deeply troubling and raises serious questions about the upper echelon of the Obama Department of Justice and Comey FBI as it relates to the so-called collusion investigation, he tweets. You think Representative Scott Perry from Virginia says, you think about, is this happening in America or is this the KGB? That's how alarming it is. Jim Jordan from Ohio says, it's so alarming. The American people have to see this. My goodness. I think, and on Hannity, Gates said on Hannity, I think this will not end just with firings. I believe there are people who will go to jail, Representative Gates said. I think there will be criminal implications here. It's all about this phony dossier, this phony thing they did on Trump, okay? Now, Jared, let's go to criminals. No, I said that one. Let's go to Dan Bongino. I don't know if you guys know who Dan Bongino is. Time out. These guys are not alarmists. These guys are not playing politics, okay? This report about the dossier and all that kind of stuff, it's a four names and times and places, and it was released to the Intelligence Committee yesterday. And you're seeing the reaction of what they are all saying after they've read it. And they wanted last night to release it publicly last night, but the Democrats, of course, would not let it be released. Okay. So Dan Bongino, I don't know if you know of him. He was a former Secret Service agent under the Clintons. He's not in there anymore, but he's out on the front lines. And I want you to listen to some of the, hey, take it with a grain of salt if you want to. I'm telling you, this is going down right now. Right now, it's going down. Here's what he said. Scrolling down. Okay, here we go. Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino warned that the release of the FISA report will destroy the image of his former boss, Barack Obama. He said, take it to the bank. The FBI FISA docs are devastating for the Dems. The whole image of a benevolent Barack Obama that they disingenuously tried to portray is about to be destroyed. The real Obama, the vengeful narcissist, is going to be exposed for all to see. Then he says, my sincerest apologies for the expletive, but the shit is about to hit the fan. The former Obama administration, these are last night, you see, January 18, 2018. He says, take this check and cash it. The Democrats are in full-blown panic right now over the Obamagate scandal that's about to become a nightmare for them. Watch them all scurry like roaches when the light comes on it. And then he says, release the memo and watch the rats run like the cowards they are. Your mind is about to be blown and your eyes open to both the power of the federal government and the vengefulness of an Obama administration hell-bent on destroying Trump.
Wow.
Huh? Folks, listen, this stuff is going down. Now, one more thing. Jared, pull up here. No, I don't have a lot of good news for you. It's good news, but church got to get involved here. Yes, great news. Hey, Jared, click on Andrea Shea King. Now, I don't know. This is a Facebook page. I hope it'll come up. I don't know if you have to be one of her friends or not. Good. I don't know if you guys know Andrea Shea King. She's like us. She has a show. Yada, yada, yada. But she posted last night. Again, I want you to notice the timing on these things, okay? I want you to notice the timing of these anonymous QAnons, I think they are. These things that are being released cryptically, and she's posting. Now, I could probably find them someplace else on the internet, but I don't know where they are, okay? I don't know. But let's look down through the here are some of the things that she posted. And notice it's January 19th, that's last night, at 4508. What time is that, Sarge? I don't even know what 4508. Midnight last night, she posted this. This is what QAnon sent out last night. Timing is everything. State of the Union. Q. Next one. What time is this one? 4049. Anonymous. #89777. Means something. Scriptic. # Seth Rich coming. June 19th at 4202. I don't know what 898, these are cryptic. I don't know. It means something to somebody, though, see. Somebody knows what these mean. Or is that the number? Maybe that's the number of the tweet. I don't know.
Well, the numbers, this is from a message board, and the numbers are in reference to a post. A post. See, 89812 right here on the right corner.
Yeah.
He's replying to 89812, and then 89812, Q. So the Q guy is the QAnon right here, Q.
And Q is a good guy. Q is a good guy. They say somebody very, very close to Trump, very, very close to Trump, who really knows what's going on. And Q says, the floor is yours. Now, here we go at 37:26. Jared, what time is that? I don't sound stupid. What time is that? Q. From Canada 2, I'm sure this will expose... I got to get this out of the way here. I'm sorry. This will expose our corruption as well. Canada's a corruption. Then at 39:17, the cure will spread. WW. Have faith, Patriot. Q. Keep on going down, Jared. More from Q. We are with you. Going down more. 5 hours ago. See, did you guys see this last night? that a news crew at CNBC was caught trying to smuggle a bomb into the airport?
Yes.
Did you see that? False flags. Yeah. Are you following this? So Q says CNBC bomb airport, question mark. News credentials failed at SEC. False flag attempt. ISIS on life support. Clowns failed. Q. Keep going. This is all last night. Comey rifling through poem book right now. Release the memo. That's the hashtag. Number one trending hashtag on Twitter. Release the memo. The memos we talked about, right? Keep going.
That's right.
Jerome Corsi. President Trump goes to Davos. Bring back Assange. Julius Assange. Need Donald J. Trump statement. Assange did nothing wrong under New York Times. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, go ahead. Release the memo. Down, Jared. Couple more.
Release the Kraken.
Great Awakening. The Great Awakening. When is that? It was 18. 9 p.m. last night. Going down, Jared. The Great Awakening. People wake right there. Morphine Q. Last night. Senate vote count. RR. I don't know what that. Rod Rosenstein, maybe. Senate vote count. Rod Rosenstein. Senate vote count. Sessions, question mark. Reconcile. Why was Rod Rosenstein chosen to be assistant AG? Why was Rod Rosenstein draft a letter supporting JC's termination? Why did Rod Rosenstein use full weight of his office to attempt to block release of docs to Congress today? Confused? News unlocks the past. D's cannot survive. The beginning of the end. DWS failed to flee. Who's DWS?
The Gollum, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh, Debbie Wasserman. is this unbelievable? Huh? I could read all these. I'll try to make this possible. If you go down right here, state, what's this? How can we listen in, track and monitor American citizens? Bad actors. We hear you. We hear you. What must we legally demonstrate in order to gain such warrants? FISA? Do we trust the FISA judges? MIL intel? State secrets? Why is this relevant? Who can we trust? Expand your thinking, Q says. Keep going. This is just all too good. Look at this. Thomas, look what Thomas Paine says on this. This is good. But look at, good. Thomas Paine, for the haters, suddenly MSM realizes the FBI plotted to F Flynn and Trump. True pundit told you that 10 months ago, 300 days. Sudden the mainstream media is going to find out what was really going on. Andrea Shea King, last one. Storm's coming. Warning. Okay. So something's going on, boys. Something's going on. Anybody want to jump in here real quick?
It was just great. It's just great, Coach. Oh my.
Okay. Goodness. Okay. So Sarah just put a comment up there. I'm not picking on you, Sarah. She says she's a doubting Thomas on. Well, I'm a doubting Thomas with all of this. Yeah. I think we're at war. And I think there's something definitely going on. And I know Jim Jordan to be a upstanding, honest guy.
Absolutely.
When Jim Jordan tells you there's something there.
I'm kind of with Sarah. I'm a little bit, I've been hearing so much about what's going to happen. I want to see something happen. I don't want to be a doubting Thomas.
Of course. Well, hey, Larry, some of it you ain't never going to see.
Right.
That's part of what's going on.
Sad part, most of it probably isn't what we're going to see.
You're never going to see. Now, I saw a guy said yesterday, take it for us. Welcome, John. We're going to see suicide. When this document is released, we're going to see suicide. Because they've known all along what's going on. And see, you can say all you want to about Trump's part of the deep state and Trump is a plant and all that stuff, on and on and on and on and on. Listen, buddy, he has got them by the short hairs. He's got them by the short hairs. And this stuff, if this stuff is not exposed, our society will not survive. I don't know if it's going to survive anyway. But if this stuff is not exposed.
It's not rooted out.
And not rooted out. And if justice is not forthcoming, the rule of law is gone. The rule of law is gone in America. I believe my take on it, the Lord's doing something. Okay, so here's what I want to do. Jared, type on the precatory psalms right there. It says imprecatory psalms. We're gonna engage here in the next 35 minutes in imprecatory psalms. Okay. What are they? Yes, Larry.
While we're waiting on that to come up, you're absolutely right. The rule of law is the cornerstone of what's going on in the secular world, but it's the lack of the participation of the body of Christ that's causing all of this. But
righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach.
The Secretary of State of South Carolina have been talking on Facebook about the rule of law, and he scheduled a meeting with me Monday here in Myrtle Beach. He's coming here, and we're going to see if there's any way we can influence the rule of law in South Carolina, and that includes possibly Planned Parenthood funding.
You mark this down. Yes, you mark this down right now. Donald Trump will end abortion. You mark it down. In fact, I'm betting you that he will hint towards that today when he becomes the first president in history to speak live to the March for Life. You mark it down.
Yep.
You mark it down. He understands. For some reason, this guy understands blood guilt and what's going on. And, oh, yeah, oh, he's a Mason and he's a plant of the Illuminati. I hear all of it.
That's all distracting.
Yep. You're looking hey, Coach.
Yes.
Coach, he's going to defund Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
He's going to at least do that. I'm telling you, he is the most pro-life president in my lifetime. Well, that's crazy because until 1973, everybody was pro-life.
Right.
George Bush, what a, huh? Paul Ryan, have they done anything at all in regards to pro-life legislation? Does Donald Trump's been president? Not one thing. They haven't done one thing. Huh? No, and he's going to force their hand. He's going to force their hand. You know why? Hey, all you guys who went with me to the march, the lesbian, million lesbian march last time, I'm going to tell you something. I know this about Donald Trump. In fact, Lindsey Graham said this too. Donald Trump fights back. And when Donald Trump saw those women in those pussy hats out there acting like they were against him, let me tell you something. He's going to settle that score with them. You mark my words.
Yes, he is.
You mark my words. And see, it could be done if the church would arise. Make his job a lot easier if the church arose and demanded the slaughter of the unborn stop. So what are imprecatory psalms? Because we got to go to war here. I got it on the screen here. Jared scrolled up. I don't want to read this whole thing. The verb imprecate means, how can I get rid of this thing out of my way? Is this what does it? Yes. Okay. There. Thank you. The verb imprecate means particularly vigorous attitude toward. I'm sorry. The verb imprecate means to pray evil against or to invoke curses upon another. Psalm 69 says, pour out your indignation on them and let your burning overtake them. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone. Even the New Testament contains passages that quote imprecatory psalms. See, we are at war. It's like when I was coaching football. I'll never forget. We were out, captains were out meeting. And after you meet with the captains, you shake your hands. And one of the captains said, good luck to the opponent. Shook his hand, said, good luck. And jogging off the field, guy grabbed me and said, listen, never give away luck. You never wish good luck to your enemy. Your job is to crush your enemy. That's your job. Don't wish him luck.
That's right.
Don't say God bless you to your enemy. He's your enemy, right? And so if the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds, then we pray for the salvation of our enemies, but we pray that the Lord crush them that they might turn to him. And we don't continue to pray for them that they will be saved. And in the meantime, they continue to lead others astray, are workers of iniquity, destroying young people, destroying lives, destroying everything godly. While they're doing it, we're praying for them to get saved. And David said, no, pray they get judged. Pray they get crushed. Pray they fall on their face and receive the grace and the forgiveness of the Lord. I don't know about you.
And my Dave.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I brought a sword, baby. I brought a sword to divide. Matthew.
Yes.
That's right. And we're spending praying for our enemies. Love our enemies. Hey, they ain't my enemies. They're enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the cross. Right. They're not my personal enemies. I can't pray an imprecatory prayer on my neighbor just because he dumped leaves in my yard. You can't do that.
Listen.
You pray imprecatory prayers against the forces of darkness who are battling the Lord and his righteous ones.
Right. Not
personal imprecatory prayers. Come on, man. Come on. So.
I've got to get ready for my overseas mission trip.
Wow. Go get everybody saved, right?
Yeah.
Go get everybody saved.
The free world is coming apart, but I'm going to go overseas to deal with that first. I'm not going to take care of the world.
Yeah. Okay. Amen. So here's what I want you to understand, fellas. Imprecatory prayer. What? How about this? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What does that? What would that look like? What would it look like if God's kingdom came?
Oh, that would be 1,000 years of light.
Amazing.
Well, it'd be a mess first, wouldn't it?
Well, everything gets destroyed. First? Yeah.
It'd be a mess.
Hey, Coach.
And so when we say that thy kingdom come, we ain't praying everybody gets saved. We're trying to get everybody saved because his kingdom's coming. Yeah, Jeff.
But sit there in 69:24, pour out thy indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them.
Hey, Coach.
Let his wrathful anger. It's not, Lord, get them for me because they did something bad to me. It's, Lord, get them because they're trying to stop the advancement of the gospel, Lord. They're fighting me every time I turn around. They're fighting me. Sick them, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Coach. Mm-hmm. Several times you've mentioned, to get everybody saved, praying to get everybody saved. You know, those who are trying, literally trying to get everybody saved, they don't realize what they're doing. What they are doing is they are trying to make Jesus Christ a liar. Because Jesus clearly in the Word informs us that the supermajority of the people are not going to get saved. So if you're trying to get everybody saved, you are trying to make Jesus a liar. Wear that hat.
Yeah. They don't see it that way, Larry, because they've been taught wrong. They've been taught wrong, right? We're supposed to advance the kingdom. Broad and narrow, many and few. Okay, listen, I want to get into this here. I want to get into it. This thing I have before you right now is reformedanswers.org. It's really, really good, but I don't want to take time to do it. I want us to go to war. And I want us to read these prayers. I'm going to select you and have you read. And I want us to be in an attitude of prayer. But it's like I'm out spraying for mosquitoes before I have my picnic. We're trying to clear the way. We're trying to clear the way for the Lord's army to be able to advance. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. For what? For what?
Pulling down of strongholds.
Pulling down of strongholds. And every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Do you pull down a stronghold merely by getting somebody saved? Is that how you do it? Huh? So I got to go find George Soros and get him saved? Is that what you want me to do? Got to go find the Rothschilds and get him saved? I got to get Pelosi saved? I got to get Chuck Schumer saved? How foolish are you?
Right.
Coach?
Yes.
Our upbringing and teachings are hard to get away from.
We're going to have to, though.
As we speak these things this morning, it is not prayer in the sense that it is communication between us and God. We're not asking God to do this. We are taking the authority that his son gave us, Jesus gave us as his brothers and sisters. We're taking the very authority of Jesus and we are speaking to that which is evil. We are not praying to God. God did his part. It's time for us to take the weapons he gave us and put them to work.
Right.
That's right. Clear the field, Lord. Clear the field.
Amen.
so that the gospel can go first. You understand that? Y'all with me here? I know you are. I know you are. Okay, Jared, let's get into this. I think it's about I think it's about 20 of them, and I'm just gonna go down the list here, and I'm gonna ask Jared pull up. Jared, pull up on the screen Psalm 5. I got them all numbered there, Jared, on the email I sent you, so it'll be easy for you. This is good. Let's go to war, boys. Let's go to war. Not only that, let's share this video. Yesterday I was inspired as I listened to the prayer, the 30 minutes of the prayer that Michael Ortega has, and the number of people who were listening who didn't get a chance maybe to come in and verbalize it, but you could sense the power of unity. Where there's unity, God will command the blessing. You could feel it. And I think that same thing could happen with this video, that people could, even if you want to tell them just go to the last 30 minutes. What is it? The last 25 minutes. Just go to the last 25 minutes and join with us in these imprecatory prayers. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to pick somebody to read Psalm 5, and I want the rest of us to read along. We don't have to pray it out loud. Read along in agreement of the imprecatory prayer. And I'm just looking at my list. I'm going to go down my list. Larry, you're the first guy up there. Psalm chapter 5. Go ahead and read that, Larry.
Okay, actually, this one is a prayer of a man after God's own heart to God. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up.
Amen.
For thou art God, not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee.
Amen.
For the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity.
Yes, you do.
Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple.
Thank you, Lord.
O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies, make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward heart is very wickedness.
Their throat is
an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O God.
Yes.
Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee.
Yes, Lord, they have.
But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them.
Thank you, Lord.
Let also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, O Lord, wilt bless the righteous. Wilt thou compass him? And with a shield.
Amen, amen, amen. Jared, let's go to Psalm 17. Psalm 17. Roger, you look like you're the next guy on the list.
I'm there, baby. Here we go. Psalm 17. Here we go. A prayer of David. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. My prayer, it does not rise from deceitful lips.
Amen.
May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Verse 3, though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of men, your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent.
Amen.
My steps have held to your path. My feet have not slipped.
Amen.
I call on you, O God, for you will answer to me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love.
Amen.
You who sit by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who assail me.
Amen.
From my mortal enemies who surround me. Verse 10. They close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, crouching in cover. Rise up, O Lord, confront them. Bring
yes,
them
Lord. Yes.
Rescue me from the wicked by your sword. O Lord, by your hand, save me from such men, from men of this world, whose reward is in this life.
Amen.
Of those you cherish, their sons have plenty, and they store up wealth for their children.
Amen.
And the righteousness, I will see your face when I awake. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Amen. Amen. Well done, Roger, with the Sissy Bible. Well done. Jared, 28. 28 is yours, Jared. You're the man. Read 28.
All right. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest, if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit.
Yes, Lord, help
hear, us. Hear the voice of my supplications. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts.
Amen.
Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert.
Yes! Yes, Lord!
Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them, and not build them up.
Yes! Thank you, Lord!
Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. And I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed.
Yes,
save thy
is.
People, and bless thine inheritance.
Yes,
feed
Lord.
Them also, and lift them up forever.
Amen, 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 amen. David Arthur, jump in here, David. We're going to do Psalm 35. Now listen, Carol, you're up next, and then Chris, you're after Carol. Get ready, Chris Melvin. Chris Melvin, you're after it's David Arthur, then Carol, then Chris.
35.
Psalm 35, and it's a long one. And I may start running. I love this one so much. Go ahead, Chris, or Dave.
Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me.
Yes.
Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall.
Yes, Lord.
And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul.
Yes.
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I have behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together.
They did.
Yeah, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not.
Yep.
With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed up upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul, Lord, rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. Yes. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yeah, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eye has seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence. Yes, O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me.
Amen.
Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it? Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice in mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy. Let them shout for joy and be glad that that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue, Lord, shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Hallelujah.
Woo, I felt that one, brother. I felt that
one. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Let's go to Psalm 40. Let's go to Psalm 40. Carol, you're up, sweetheart. That sounds sexist. Carol, you're up. Can you unmute yourself, Carol? Maybe she can't. Hang on, we'll come back to you. Chris Melvin, can you unmute yourself and go, brother?
Why don't I read it, brother? Unless you had a different one for me.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Sorry.
Okay, man, can you go?
Okay. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
Thank you, Lord. He heard us.
He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings.
Yes, Lord, you did.
And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
Watch yourself out.
Yes.
Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works that which have done. And my thoughts, which are to us, they cannot be reckoned up into the order of thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
Amen.
And offerings thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings shall hast thou not
required. Not required them.
Having trouble reading this.
That's all right, brother. You're doing great.
Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, the law is written in my heart.
Yes, Lord.
I have preached my righteousness in the congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou hast knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold
Amen.
Not thou thy tender mercies for me, O Lord, that thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, my iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look upon. They are more than the hairs of my head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord, make haste to help me.
Yes, Lord.
Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it.
Yes, Lord, let them be confounded.
Let them be driven backwards and put to shame.
Put them to shame.
Which wish me evil. Let them be desolate for reward of thy shame. that say unto me, aha, let all those that seek thy rejoice and be glad in thee, let such as love as thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified.
Amen.
But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, O my God.
Amen. Oh, amen. 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 Hey, Vince, 55. Jump in or do Vince 50, 55. And then we got the Kevin Van Story. Get ready. Going to do 59. 55. You ready, Vinny?
Here I come, brother. Okay, to the chief musician. A Psalm of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me.
I mourn.
I mourn in my complaint and make a noose because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me.
Yes, they do.
My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their
tongues. Yes, divide their tongues.
For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it, upon the walls thereof. Mischief and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her strength.
That's right. Come on, Lord.
For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated that I did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man my equal, my guide, and my
acquaintance. Betrayal.
Yes.
We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them.
Yes, Lord.
Go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them.
Yes, Lord.
As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me.
Amen.
Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. God shall hear and afflict them.
Yes. Afflict them, Lord.
Even he that adopted, that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God.
They don't even fear the Lord.
He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softened in oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down.
Bring them down, Lord!
Into the pit of destruction.
Yes.
Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but
yes,
I
Lord.
Will trust in thee.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, Lord. Let's go to Psalm 59. Kevin Van Story. We've got to wind down here. We're about out of time. Psalm 59. I got a bunch of these psalms we could be reading. I can send them to you later. Yeah, Psalm 59. Go get them, Kevin.
Deliver me from my enemies.
There you go.
My God, defend me that rise up against me. Deliver
Amen.
Me from the weak and save me then. For thy lie in wait for my sight are gathered up against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. That prepare themselves. without fault.
Kevin, you're breaking up.
Await to help me and behold. Now therefore, O Lord God, behold, the God of Israel.
Yes, awake! Visit all the heathen! Don't be merciful to any wicked transgressors! They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and they go round about the city. Behold, they belch out of their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who say they doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision because of his strength, which I will wait upon thee. For God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening, let them return. Let them make a noise like a dog go around the city. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power. Yeah, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Yes, unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and God, the God of my mercy. I'm going to finish with this one. Jerry, you're going to read Psalm 91. Get it up there, Jared.
And God is my mercy.
Psalm 91. It's a psalm of protection. Psalm of protection. Jared, I'll get it up there for you. Jared, I don't know if you can make the text larger. Hang on a minute, Jared. Can you make the text larger? They asked Jared. I don't know if you can. Some of them are probably trying to read on their phones. Psalm 91, this is a psalm of protection over every one of us, every one of God's people, over the righteous men in government who are trying to do the righteous thing to destroy the wickedness, principalities and powers, evil spirits. We pray this prayer of protection over them. Go ahead, Jerry.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I will trust.
Amen.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Amen. Truth, Lord.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side.
Yes, Lord.
10,000 at thy right hand. Be it shall not come nigh thee. Only thine
Amen.
Eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Thou hast Lord.
Which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee,
thank you, Lord.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
I receive that, Lord.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee,
yes,
thee and
thank
all
you,
thy
Lord.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder.
Yes,
the
we will.
The lion and the dragon shall through trample under feet.
Yes.
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name.
Thank you, Lord.
He shall come upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Yes, Lord.
May God be true and every man a liar. May God
Amen.
Be true and every man a liar. Folks, I'd encourage you.
Amen.
I'd encourage you this week, this weekend. Oh, Lord. I continue these psalms. The ones we read today, I've got a list of, I sent them to Jared. I don't know if Jared can share that list with you out there. Share the video. Let's get others praying. Prayer of agreement. Something going on. Missing elements of the church.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. What a time to be alive. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday.